freaks have been unleashed upon the streets of Spokane with the Hydro Races Talladega Weekend. Aaron Lewis of Stained.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Here is Aaron Lewis from Stained.
Oh, okay. Psych.
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm all right, Aaron. Thanks for taking time out to say hi to us today.
Hey, no problem.
Where are you at and how's things going down there?
I'm at home in Massachusetts.
Is that where you live?
Yeah.
We were just talking about Massachusetts. I'm from Boston, man.
Cool. I'm from the other end of the state. I live up in the Berkshires.
Oh, nice. Yeah, North Adams area, around there somewhere?
Yeah.
Cool, man. Nice weather. Well, every 10 minutes or so. And I didn't know that, because last time we talked to your drummer, he was down in Denver. I just assumed he lived down there.
No, he was probably hanging out with some of the Avalanche,
though. First thing I got to do is I got to say, hey, thanks for playing Spokane again. This is going to be so cool, man.
I really look forward to it.
It's November 9th at the Convention Center. And now that you're here, so far away, that's a song about Spokane, isn't it?
Sure.
Thank you, Aaron, for checking in with us today. Hey, congratulations on is it 5 or V? What do you prefer there, dude?
It would definitely be 5.
5.
Clap yourself on the hand for even thinking that it would.
My Roman numerals throw me off. After this whole hurricane debacle, we ran out of names. The CD sounds really good, man.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and when Right Here came out, I was thinking, are they doing like an acoustic thing or what's going on here? But the whole CD just freaking rocks.
Well, thank you. You know, you gotta try to pick and choose correctly for the songs that you're gonna give to radio, because you know how the radio game works. There are some songs on there that are much heavier.
A lot. I mean, a lot of them are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all got meat to it. Even Right Here is an awesome song. Don't get me wrong. I just was, that's what I was expecting, to hear something like that. And then to find out the whole CD all the way through, jam-packed with little goodies, you know?
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Where was this one done at?
Most of it was done, aside from the drums.
Right.
We did the rest of it in our rehearsal space, which is above the Springfield local gentleman's establishment.
No kidding, man. On the banks of the Connecticut River.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, couldn't tell it was done in the home studios there, man.
Yeah, it was. I mean, really couldn't even call it a studio. We built a control room that really was just walls. It really wasn't much of it. I mean, it's not like we like treated it or did anything like that.
Yeah.
Cut holes in the walls and ran cables through the holes so that we could have separation between the noise and the actual, room where we're listening. And we just did it.
I've built model railroads like that before, actually, trying to get beer downstairs quicker into my studio.
Right, just cutting holes in walls.
Yeah, and running rail through there and, light rail service.
No, I've been mistaken, but just give me a break.
Yeah, Rock 94 and a half, way home. Sliding towards the driveway tonight with a very special co-pilot in the driver's seat. Aaron Lewis from Stained is on the line. So now that you got 5 CDs out, how are you going to go about choosing your set for the concert?
Well, that's kind of something that's been an internal turmoil within the band for years. Because, there's songs that just never get played. And some of us really feel strongly that those songs should get played. And because we have 5 records to choose from, we should, the set should be different just about every night. There's no reason why we can't pick from all of them.
Wow.
Except for the fact that we have to, learn all the songs. I don't even know what the words are to half of them anymore.
Uh-oh.
And then there's the other half is like, well, there's songs that we have to play every night.
Aaron, that's what the sing-along part's for, dude. When the words aren't coming to you, Come on, everybody. Can't hear you.
I'm sure that pretty much everyone who's ever come to see us live has seen me forget words at one point or another.
Well, I never noticed, and I've seen you almost every time. But then again, the crowd is so loud singing along that it would just probably be covered right over anyway. It's not like, we've seen people that have gone off the deep end on that at the firemen, and you're not one of them, okay, man?
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to mention any names. Scott Stapp, but there's been a few through here. Speaking of the whole Stapp household, I hate to bring it home this way, but Spokane homeboy Miles Kennedy and Alterbridge, what can you tell us about them?
I can tell you that those guys are very cool, and I think that Miles is 10 times the singer that Scott ever was.
That's probably true.
And you know, we just played a bunch of shows with them at the end of the Three Doors Down tour, and we're looking to do some stuff with them in the beginning of the year over in Europe as well.
Now, Miles said you were pretty cool too, very down to earth. He told us.
No, that they were all very cool.
Yeah, did you know that Johnny Damon was pretty much living in their house until he got married?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was asleep on the couch all winter, man. He was, but now they're playing.
Did you know that Miles is the guy that Mark Wahlberg hands the microphone to in Rockstar?
Yeah. He's everywhere, man. He's like a cover. He's a cover boy. Oh yeah, but we are one related note. What's your prediction for the Red Sox?
My prediction is that they're gonna prevail.
I'm wearing the shirt right now.
I have my hat off because I'm in the house.
Cool. All right. Can I put in a plug for one of your songs right now?
Yeah, whatever.
All right, Falling. Man,
about it, dude.
That one just went straight to my soul.
And good.
Yeah, easy.
That's the next single.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Easy to fall, hard to get a stand on with Rock 94 and a Halfway Home.